You are the entrepreneur, just like I'm the entrepreneur. You are that person who is selling, try not to buy so much and try to sell. You're the one who's reaching and finding those clients. And those clients, then you need to nurture them so they find you more clients. But you need to make sure that you have control of your time. So how are you going to do that as the entrepreneur? How are you going to make sure you have more clients coming to see you as the entrepreneur that you are and do all the business things on the side? Make today, even if you're going to go to sleep now, the day that you want it to be. Transform today. If it didn't start well, transform it into the day you want. Because all you have to do is turn that frown upside down, as my mother would say, and take a deep breath and go, that was then, this is now, let's move on.
Mentoring with Geraldine is a bite-sized practitioner podcast for naturopaths, nutritionists, herbalists, coaches, and practitioners. This podcast responds directly to the needs of you, the practicing natural therapist. We have interviews during the holiday season and business and mindset support each week, so you'll get the variety you need to enjoy and stay motivated in your practice. Don't forget to subscribe to receive the weekly episodes. And if you want to connect with me, always check the show notes, because that's where you'll find the links to book appointments and, of course, to join the Academy, the membership group where there's constant connection and community with like-minded practitioners. Now, let's get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Mentoring with Geraldine and the Bite Size Podcast. How the devil are you? So let's move on and think about that time chunking and time control we were talking about last week. Because all the way through here in this group of podcasts, I've been talking about, you know, what we do with our time and how we empower others, how we change others, but how we need to use our time in a purposeful way. We need to be in control of our time. We need to make sure that we're continuing education, professional development, where we're headed is right for us. And that's what I've been talking about for the last few webinars. They're podcasts. We're on a podcast, guys. So I don't know if you know. How did you find me? Hey, how did you find me? How did you find out about the podcast? Do you want to email me and tell me? I'd love to know how you found out about the podcast and what you'd like to talk to me about, which is geraldine@mentoringwithgeraldine.biz. I'd love to hear from you. And I'd love you to subscribe and follow and do all the things. Give me a 5-star review. But let's get on. I digress. So last time we talked about controlling our time, being in charge of our time, and being purposeful with how we use our time. Now, that kind of leads us on to where we have two jobs. We've got the one where you see clients, but we need to find alternative revenue streams. If we're seeing one-to-one, you'll see it all over the internet. You're time limited, one-to-one. You need to be one-to-many. You need to be one-to-many. Well, we're not all one-to-many people. I am a one-to-many person, but not everybody is. And so we do have to think about how we're going to diversify, and do we have the time to diversify? It is a good idea to be doing more than one thing. I have always felt yes for the money stream, but also it's exhausting doing this job. Working 5 days a week in it is, I personally think, impossible. That's why I've never tried to fill it. And as I've told you before, if I've got someone working with me, I can get 20, 25 people through a week because I can get 8 to 10 done a day. But if I don't have anyone working with me, if it's just me in the week, then my capacity, my emotional and empathetic and sympathetic and everything else capacity finishes at about the 15 client mark. And that tends to be where they stop booking in anyway. And I went through a whole thing of, why isn't anybody more than, I'd get 20 booked in and I'd be by myself and I'd be beginning to think, can I do it? And 5 would reschedule. I'd be like, well, why 5 rescheduled? What's going on here? And I realized over time that this was my mindset. This is what I'm manifesting. I'm manifesting 15 because I know once I get over that 15, I'd start to not remember. I start to forget stuff. I start to get emotional about their problems and I'm exhausted and I become half of who I really am. So your alternative stream might be a totally different job so that you can get away from this. So it might be that you're a care, like I was nursing. It's the same thing, but very different. Nobody's going to ask me for my opinion of anything. Doctors do on ward rounds, but when they do a, nobody asks for your opinion, really. You just get on and do your job unless you're junior. So I had a brain break. Then when I was lecturing, my brain was still doing the naturopathy stuff, but it was a different way. I was one to many, which I really love. But I was doing another job. And I know a number of naturopaths who work in health food shops, and they're naturopaths on the side, and they love their health food shop because they love seeing those people regularly. And that's one thing about, you know, you go into work and you see your work colleagues. So if you have got another skill set, then, you know, if you were an accountant before you became a naturopath or nutritionist, then remember those skills. You don't lose those skills just because you're not doing that job. You might be able to use them in a different way. You might be able to use them to help other practitioners or do something else in a totally different realm. So you can take a brain break from empathy and being nice to people. All right. So what are other alternating revenue streams? Well, we're writing a book. You're supposed to, everybody in the academy is writing a book at the moment to publish on Amazon. That could be an alternative income stream. You could have a program as an alternative income stream. Now, packages aren't necessarily an alternative income stream, but it means that you have a stream of income because somebody's paying for more than one appointment. But alternative revenue streams. So last week in the show notes, the link to website company, I've used their templates. And so that's, if you purchase that, I think I get $50 or something. So these sorts of things are alternative income streams. As long as you tell people you're an affiliate, as long as you're honest, Steph Taylor, I'm an affiliate to Steph Taylor because I love her stuff. That's who you're an affiliate for something you don't like. I mean, obviously Adidas are never going to ask me to be an affiliate because I'm not a sports personality, but it doesn't suit me. And it doesn't suit me to go and say to them, hey, can I affiliate with you? Can I put you on my Instagram page? You know, they're just going to look at me like, are you mental? You're totally wrong. You know, you're not in the right space. Whereas people doing websites, you guys all need a website. And it's great if somebody's got a template you can use. Okay. So that's where we affiliate other people. And I always say, I'm an affiliate. But you can affiliate in things you do as well, but not multi-level marketing. Alternative revenue streams, we have to be careful with the companies that we use. If we using multi-level marketing companies, it's actually ethically something we shouldn't do. We should be using a variety of companies. You shouldn't. And even in that multi-level marketing thing, some of our companies, some of the distributors, not distributors, sorry, some of the manufacturers, not the distributors at all, they are not multi-level marketing. That's the point of using a distributor. But some of the manufacturers might as well be multi-level marketers because they want you to use their systems and only their products. And some people do just use the one brand. And that's not good for our clients. It's not good for the business as a whole because it means we're not thinking outside the square because other companies have better products. One company will have a good product here, another company will have a good product there. So none of my clients get it. It's very rare anyone gets anything. They might get two things of the same company, but they never get a ton of things from the same company. Unless I'm doing something really specific like HTMA, which I've talked about interclinical, I might give, say, three or four of their supplements and another of one other. So I might give more of theirs in relation to the other things I'm giving simply because I'm trying to sort out that hair tissue mineral analysis. But that's, you know, for 3 months and then it will all change. So it might be that after that 3 months, I'm not using their products again. So we've got to really think about where our alternative income stream can be so that we can diversify our business so that we're not always reliant on one-to-one so that we can see clients. Might be that you have like a membership for your clients that is harder to achieve. Perhaps a program is a better way of doing it with clients and you can sell that within what you're doing. So one of my mentees, she's a massage therapist as well as a naturopath, and she's struggling to get those two things to work together. So she got some of her massage clients to come to naturopathy appointments, but then she wasn't really feeling it and they weren't really feeling it. They're coming back a couple of times, but they're not coming back and they still want their massages. So I said, well, why don't you have a program on the side that is lifestyle? Because that's what your massage is about. You've got clients who've been coming to see you for a long time. You're an amazing massage therapist. So to diversify and increase those revenue streams, what about a package that includes lifestyle information that they get delivered to them in addition to their massage. And then they have the odd appointment that's a bit naturopathy before you start, and then they head straight into the massage. So they know we're going to have 15 minutes of naturopathy or nutrition and 15 minutes of discussing your lifestyle. And then we're moving in to the massage. So you're getting 45 minutes of massage. Because if people are aware of what's going on, then they're really happy to do it. And if you're sending out that information at not a big cost to them, but you can do it seasonally. And so you get a new client and you can just say, as part of this is increase in price, this is what it costs for a package. And it includes this. So there are ways of putting things in so we can diversify our stream so that we can accommodate our modalities. Because that one of the things that's always a problem is squishing our modalities into one thing. With my hypnosis, the first appointment is a naturopathy appointment with a 15-minute hypnosis session at the very end. It's only a relaxation sort of session at the very end because I want to know how hypnotizable they are and how I will succeed with them. But it's all very well. Somebody comes to you for weight loss, but and you give them hypnosis, but they have to know what to eat. So they need a naturopathy appointment. They need a nutrition appointment before I can do the next thing. And it might be the same with you. You might be like, well, I can do the kinesiology, but I actually have to find out your diet because I can't be writing while I'm doing the other thing. Or, you know, I can't be massaging you and finding out your diet because I can't write it down. And then I have to remember an hour's worth. So it has to be two separate things. How am I going to do this? You know, how am I going to meld these two or three things? Whereas doing a different job for your brain space, that money's going into your bank account. It's an alternative revenue stream, but it's different to what you do. And you know, you're working in a shoe shop, you're working in a somewhere else, you're working in a restaurant as a waitress, whatever it is the other, yes, it's an alternative new stream, but it doesn't affect or contact your business stream. And we have to think within our business stream, what are the other things we can do? Can we have a program? Can we have a spring detox or winter warmer program that doesn't cost very much, but we have to promote these things. People won't just buy them. It's all very well getting somebody to write you an opt-in, but if you don't promote it, and maybe it's named wrong, we have to sit down and maybe advertise it with a different name, advertise it in a different way. Are you doing reels with it? How are you promoting it? Have you told your past clients about it? Are you saving their email addresses? Where are you saving your email addresses? Hopefully in your own database and not on anybody else's. Hopefully you're keeping all your notes on a database that's safe, not with a distributor, for example. Those emails distributed, they should only get your email. You know, I use Araya because I know they're not going to do anything with my client's information except serve my client and serve me. Really, really ethical company. So we've got to think about diversifying that revenue. And within and Oborne, they also have other products. So we could actually be doing almost like a Tupperware party where you're using cleaning. You know, this is the cleaning products I recommend you use from the distributor. And this is why I recommend you use them. And this will help you detox your home as a group. And you could say to people, I'm doing a party. It's all online. We do it on Zoom. Everybody does it on Zoom, or we all get together and I meet you. And then you will fill out your shopping list and I put it on the computer and you pay. They can come from the distributor. Oborne has all those products as well. Renner in Perth has those products. So you could be doing like a Tupperware party and improving their lives and their lifestyle by getting them using eco products that are available from your wholesaler. And you can do it at a bit of a discount for them. You can do wholesale for the host. You can do it like a Tupperware party. There's other ways of bringing in that income. We have to decide, how many clients do I need to see a week to pay my mortgage or my rent or the food bill or whatever it is, or the holidays? For me, when the kids were really little, it was all about the school holidays, saving up for whatever it was. And that's always come from my income stream, from my revenue. So I'm saving for those things. I like to save for something specific. If it just goes on the mortgage, I find it too boring and I won't work hard for that. So we have to recognize how we do things. My nursing money went into the mortgage because it was boring. It's like, yeah, okay. But my business money, I've got a focus. I've got a goal. Remember, we've talked about goals a lot, haven't we? And that's about organizing our time. And part of that time control is understanding our income streams, where we're time controlling for that income stream and what we're doing in that allotted time for that income stream. Because it is allotted time, isn't it? I'm seeing my clients between 2 to 8pm on a Monday and 2 to 8pm on a Thursday evening. Within that time, who am I going to see? How am I going to allot that time? How am I going to promote that time? What am I going to do in that time if nobody shows up? It's got to be business related. I didn't leave my desk. I'm like, well, I've got a 2 o'clock, then I've got a 4 o'clock. I'm still not going to go and collect the children because that's organized. It's organized that I collect them at this time. That's when I'm collecting them. I'm still not going to go and do those things because that's not allocated in this time. I'm going to work on social media. I'm going to pay bills. I'm going to do whatever because I'm sitting at my desk. I've allocated that time to work. I'm going to use that time in my business and nothing else. So when we think about alternative revenue streams, there might be the program. There might be a totally different job. They might be setting up something like a tapu party that will enhance people's lifestyles, especially if you're in the country. If you have a group that is there for you, like you're in a church, that's a fantastic way of setting up a lifestyle group and getting them to change their lives and change their products and things like that. And that's not multi-level marketing. That is saying glass cleaner that's environmentally friendly. It's going to clean your glass, going to leave it streak-free, but isn't going to put all the nasty carbons or whatever into the air, isn't going to put all these nasties into the environment. Here's a towel that's recycled, whatever it might be. And at the same time, you can get your kombucha because that's really good for you and you can buy it. So what alternative streams, if you look at your business, number one, what do you repeat to every single client you see? That's your program. Okay, whatever it is you repeat is the repetition is the revenue stream, is the diversity. The repetition is where we gain. So that was my Thursday weight loss day, repetition all day. Just happened to be this one Thursday. I had 3 weight loss people booking in a row. The first one, and I'd had a weight loss the day before. So I was already in the zone for it. The first one came in and I said, I have weight loss Thursday. It's a program if you'd like to join. She's like, oh, that'd be great. Thank you so much. I had to invent it on the spot. By client number 2 and client number 3, I had it down pat by client 3 in that evening. And then I had a really productive program going on that was every Thursday. I would have 5 clients every Thursday and I would be texting another 15. Okay. Simply because I'd started on that first one, I was mindsetting that. I was putting stuff out. You can't use weight loss in any of your sales bump because it's weightist or whatever. So all of my stuff was around losing weight. But fasting. So it was really around health and longevity with the added bonus of some weight loss because it was about fasting, is about longevity. And so it was about the right foods, fasting, longevity. And I was getting clients in who wanted weight loss. And I'm saying you will plateau. And in the meantime, this is really good for your mitochondria because we've got this fasting going on. So think about something like that. Weight loss Thursday, skin Thursday, you know, good food Thursday, cleaning Thursday, so that you can start like this Tupperware party sort of system going on where the hostess gets something because she's invited her friends around and you're going to talk about alternative products from the wholesaler. You don't even touch them. It's drop shipped to them from the wholesaler after they've purchased and the money goes into your bank account. We've got other alternatives than teaching. We've got other alternatives than yet another mentor. Gosh, there's so many of us in this space now. There was just me and a few others, and now everybody is a mentor. So, and that's cool, whatever. We all gravitate to the person that we like the sound of, that we think, yeah, they get me. They've had kids, they're grown up, or they did IVF to get that one and only kid. I did not. But, you know, there's something about that person that makes you gravitate to them because of your own life or who you are or the age group you're in or whatever. And that's a lot of our clients as well. We tend to attract our age group, our problem focus area. There's definitely a ripple effect here of where we're moving, how we get our businesses going, what our side hustles are, and what our alternative income streams are. So there's definitely that ripple effect to make sure that we get on the track. We head in the right direction. That's all I've talked about this month, isn't it? Is time control and making sure that you do all your tasks and your to-dos. And in this one, what other alternative streams are there because of what you repeat, because of what you do, what your fun space is? Okay. I'm going to leave you thinking again. I do like it on a podcast where I leave you thinking about where you're moving to, what what the cool thing is that could be your next thing, where you're headed. And you probably have to journal on it. You probably have to sit down and think on it. There's the and visualization in the podcast downloads page for you to have a listen to and be able to wrap your head around this moving forward and this goal setting. So, wow, I'm going to leave you there. I hope you have an absolutely brilliant rest of day. And if you made it to the end, you know the deal. Like, subscribe, 5 stars, please. And a brilliant comment would be lovely. Anything less than 5 stars, don't bother scrolling down. It looks really easy. Go away with the vibe. Have an absolutely brilliant rest of day. Make today, even if you're going to go to sleep now, the day that you want it to be. Transform today. If you didn't start well, transform it into the day you want. Because all you have to do is turn that frown upside down, as my mother would say, and take a deep breath and go, that was then, this is now, let's move on. Have a good one, and I'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks so much for joining me today. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast for the weekly episodes. If you'd like even more support and learning, then the Academy is for you. Here you'll find part 2 of the herbal discussions, more clinical learning, and case studies to support your clients in practice. Bye for now.